2 is where we're in a series on Search for Real Faith. I'm going to go back there today, and then I'm going to explain the mystery of the bag, Kroger bag. But our scripture today is from James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. You believe that there is one God. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Amen. Will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? I want to speak from a subject, warning, dead battery. Warning, dead battery. You may be seated. And I'll kind of share with you the mystery of what was in the bag. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your glory. We thank you for your grace and your power. We ask that you would speak to our hearts and help us to discern your truth. And Lord, to be able just to reflect on the wonderful and amazing things that you're doing in our lives. You've called us to faith, not just to have it and name only, but to have it so that we can use it, that we might glorify you. We humble ourselves before you, and we ask that you would now fill us with power from on high, that we might indeed do your will and serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name we do pray, and all the believers said, amen. I'm sure that all of us have had times where we have used devices, and in using the device, we found out that it had no power because it had a dead battery. Something had happened to it. And as we think about this, I want us to reflect on the similarities between our own life and a battery. You know, what are the similarities? And then we'll get into what James was talking about in this wonderful letter that he wrote to the church that was scattered abroad, or as he says, the Jews that were scattered abroad, the 12 tribes that he addressed this letter. The battery was first introduced or first invented by a man by the name of Alessandro Volta, and it was a wet cell battery, much like you would put in your car. It had an acidic solution that gave a charge, and with that charge, it gave power, and that produced energy. Now, what are the similarities between your life and my life and a battery? Well, batteries have a body, just like you and me. But now, what we have to be mindful of, it's what's inside that really counts. The battery shell only doesn't do a thing. It has to have something on the inside that produces energy. It makes things work. The battery was made so that you wouldn't have a lot of cords and you wouldn't have to worry about connecting things by a long cord. Now it's battery powered. I remember when we came up with the cordless, or we purchased the cordless microphones for the church, and we thought, oh, what a wonderful thing. Now you can walk around and do whatever you want because we now have these battery powered microphones. But can I tell you that when the battery runs down, when it has nothing else to produce energy, that's when really we have to ask ourselves, what do you do with a dead battery? How do you go about working with something that now produces no power? Now, the Apostle James had written to the 12 tribes and had wanted them, these Messianic Jews, as they were called, because they believed in the Messiah, even though they were Jewish people. He had written to them to encourage them to count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations or different kinds of trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you might be complete or perfect, as it says, and lacking nothing. Now, he wrote that because he wanted them to be functioning He wanted them to make use of their faith where they were, even though they were under pressure. All right. Even though they were facing crisis and trials in their lives, he wanted them to keep operating. Don't allow your faith to just not respond. Keep your faith on, if you would. Make sure that it is working by keeping and maintaining your connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he writes to them and he encourages them, but he also admonishes them because some of them had stopped acting on faith. Some of them found it easier just to kind of fade back into, you know, I guess obscurity and not respond to the things, because when you spoke up for Christ, already being a Jew, when you spoke up for Christ in that day, it wasn't where people would embrace you. It brought on persecution. It brought on these trials and these tests. And some of them felt like it's not worth the test. But not only that, many of them did not respond to the needs of people around them. And as acting as a Christian, they felt like, well, that's just somebody else's job. Let somebody else do that. After all, I'll just pray for them. You go and be blessed. And be clothed and let the Lord bless you real good. It's kind of like the church today. We have a good talk. But is there power in what we do? Is there power in our lives and how we serve? Let me warn you about dead battery danger. You know, what will happen if you are not functioning the way that you ought to? All of us have had malfunctions due to a dead battery. You get out there in a cold day and you try to start your car and it won't start. You get a click, but you don't get the engine turning over because you got a dead battery. What would happen if God wanted to engage the church and for the church to say, I'm going to do God's will? What would happen if the Spirit said, I want to start this engine of what we call the church? All right. And I want to use them to change the lives of people in their community. Would he get a click? Would he be able to get service out of it? After all, a battery does not serve its own purpose. You don't buy batteries just to set them on the shelf and say, oh, that looks nice. What a nice battery. It has to have a function. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I know I'm one of those persons. I'll go to the dollar store to buy. Delphine, you go to the dollar store, buy your batteries? Okay. Why? Because it's cheaper. Yep. Or you could go to Sam's Club and get a whole bunch of them. Yeah. Only problem, you better check the expiration date. Are y'all listening? Because you might find yourself with a battery that lasts for a little while. It'll make the light shine for a little while, and then next thing you know, it's no longer working. Let me tell you that I am personally disappointed in my own life that I'm not functioning at the level that I should. I'm disappointed that the Church of Lord Jesus Christ is at the state that it's in. As strong as we are through the Spirit, we're getting very little done. Lives are not being changed. And I'm not saying that you and I need to be down on ourselves, but we need to realize where we are, knowing all the needs that are around us and knowing the urgency of the time in which we live, that we must be about our Father's business. We just celebrated the resurrection of Christ and how that he was gloriously raised from the dead by the power of God. Now, the question is, what are we going to do with the power that God has given unto us? Are we going to just get around and then just celebrate? Hallelujah, we got the power. Well, my question is, what are you going to do with it? I've got a lot of devices at my house that I use batteries to charge them. And I don't, the other night, the lights went out. And I've grabbed my favorite flashlight. The one they use for fox hunting. And I grabbed my favorite flashlight. And Carolyn, the problem I ran into, it was still a flashlight, but the battery, Lord have mercy, the battery was dead. Let me tell you something about this. A battery can still look good. All right, y'all with me? You in the house? It can still look good. It can, as a matter of fact, it can look like it'll work. But when you go turning it on, when you hit the button, that battery is going to let you know that it has no power. And so it is when Christians, when you hit a trial, okay, you come into a crisis where you ought to be operating at full power, and you just, you know what? I'm done. Is that the saying they use? I'm finished. That's it. Is that the one? That means you've switched off the power. Now you're operating in the flesh rather than in the grace and mercy of God, all because your faith is not working. And James, he asked this question. He said, now, what does it profit you, my brethren, to say that you have faith and don't have anything to back it up? Oh, let's put a sign out front. Let's call ourselves the Cross. You can hear the echo in the background. Crossroad Baptist Church. Sounds good, doesn't it? But what are we going to do about it? How are we going to go about changing the world? How are we going to influence the lives of people? I'm not saying to you that you and I are perfect, but we are complete in our faith. God made sure that you would not lack anything. Anything. Amen? It's like when I was growing up, I can tell you that we didn't have a whole lot of things, but we didn't lack anything. Amen? Because we ate, we had clothes to put on, we had a shelter over our head, and even though we had a 1956 Ford pickup truck, we still had transportation. Amen. Lord have mercy, that ought to preach, won't it? Second thing about batteries and the dangers that you have to be aware of, they become toxic. A dead battery can mess up stuff. You know, that green stuff on the inside, it runs over and then it'll cause corrosion. Don't get a member of a church that's got a dead spiritual battery. Lord have mercy, I didn't know I was going to go down that street that fast. Put on the signal and then screeched on in there, right? But you get them on your choir, and they begin to spoil everything around. Don't get them on the usher board. Did I mess with somebody? Dead batteries are toxic. Sometimes preachers. Y'all like that. I know you do. Preachers will get a dead battery. And rather than feeding the flock, they'll start laying the flock out or beating the flock. What's happened? He's got a dead battery. He's got a situation in his life that he's not turned over to God. And now he's operating in the power of the flesh. And in the power of the flesh, the only thing that you can produce is corruption. Look at somebody and say, maintain your connection. If your battery is not producing, you need to get connected. You got to ask God to hook you up. Amen? You got to ask God to re-energize your life. Then the last thing, I'm almost out of time. You can replace a battery at low cost. Like I said, dollar store. Yeah. These don't work. Go back and get some more. But when you really got something that is precious, all right? When you really got something that is of value, let's say, for instance, it an emergency is tied to it. You don't want to put a cheap battery in it. That's right. Y'all remember those die-hard batteries, right? They still got them. But now you can get the brand that only lasts for 36 months. am I talking to somebody? Here's where a lot of Christians are. Here's where a lot of Christians are. All right, I'll put up with you up to this point. Don't mess with me after that, because I'm going to switch off. Y'all looking at me strange, but am I preaching? What's happening to you? Your faith has been turned off. So let me show you. Let me just demonstrate. And then what will happen is people will try to go about their business as if they didn't hurt anybody. All right? Well, time done passed. Now, you should have gotten over that. No, I ain't forgot how you cussed me out. And so now I'm on high alert thinking that you might do it again. Because your faith ain't... Am I preaching? So when you've got a dead battery, there are problems that we have to deal with. And this is what James was challenging the church to do. He's saying you cannot be a church unless you have real faith. Everybody say real faith. Real faith. You cannot be a church. And so you've got to have faith in God. And then he asked the question, don't you know, O vain man, O empty person, that faith without works is dead? Now, what is he talking about? Faith that has works. He's saying there are things that you have to do. A battery is to serve something else. And perhaps the problem with our Christian church today is that we wanted to serve ourselves. You don't put a battery in something for it to serve itself. It's not to generate power for itself. And could it be that your blessing is really in your service that you give to someone else? The things you do for other people? Yeah, and you know, I thought about something the other day. Yes, it's wonderful for you to pay your tithes, but the Bible speaks of something else called almsgiving. That's when you go out and you know that there's a senior citizen in your community that you need to rake their leaves. Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just messed with you. Or you can go over and at least speak to them. A question was asked last night. My wife and I watching TV. How many of y'all know your neighbors? I wave at them. Hey, how you doing? What's wrong? Dead battery. That's right. How in the world are you going to change the world and you don't even know the person that lives next door? Ouch, Lord, that hurt. Ah. Oh, man. Everybody said dead battery. Dead battery. We got to have living faith. So what the church of Christ is being called to is living faith, to abide in Christ. And not to serve yourself. Now, as a matter of fact, we need to take a little praise break right now because some of you all beat the average. You were able to get up this morning. Amen. Some of you beat the average. You were able to clothe yourself. Amen. And I'm going to tell you that we're 100% on this. Did you not know that almost two-thirds of the world's population, or a third of the population, I can get it, lives on $2 a day? Y'all don't look like you live on no $2 a day now. One-third of the world's population, $2 a day. You're blessed. Better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. You. Yeah. Go on and praise Him. Now, I didn't say you ain't had no bill. You didn't have any bills, and sometimes you left with $2 after you pay all your... Anybody know what I'm talking? I'm not talking about it, but at least you have been blessed in such a way that God has given you everything that you've needed and even more. Amen. As a matter of fact, you can say with the psalmist, my cup just ran over. Amen. My cup just ran over. Here's some things that you need to check out to make sure that your battery of your faith is working. Number one, are you cleansed by the blood of Christ? You see, we talk about being saved, but I'm talking about being cleansed. Here's what happens when people develop toxic faith or they allow stuff to add up in their life rather than coming. I come to church to be cleansed. Amen. For the word of God to speak to my heart and for Jesus Christ to cleanse me of everything that is wrong. Sometimes you just, as Reverend Gibbons said, you got that stinking thinking, right? You get a thought in your mind, and you just can't, it can't, but I guarantee you that the blood of Christ will work every time. Second thing you got to do is make sure that you're following. As a disciple, you cannot be a disciple without following. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, but who are you following? Well, I'm just kind of doing my own thing. You ain't a disciple. I'm sorry. You can call yourself something else. You have to follow Christ in order to be a disciple, which means every day, or as the young folks say, every day. Was I good on that? Every day. Y'all like it? Every day. Every day. You've got to make sure that when you get out of bed, you're saying, Lord, lead me today. Mm-hmm. Now, are we always successful? Do we always get to the destination where we're going? And we always do things that are pleasing God? No, we're going to fall short. And in case of failure at number two, go back to number one. Mm-hmm. Are you cleansed by the blood of the Lamb? I got to move on. Then the third thing, be filled and sealed. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? I noticed that the battery has to be sealed. That way you don't allow other things to get on the inside and mess with what you got on the inside, right? Folks get on your nerves. You got to make sure you got a seal so that stuff that they trying to put on you doesn't get in you. Man, that'll preach right there. Yeah. And what happens is that we allow those things because we're open. Right? We're open now, and we allow those things to get on the inside. But Carolyn, if we could be sealed with the Holy Ghost, if we could be sealed with the Spirit of God, Joe, then we won't have to worry about those things getting on the inside and contaminating me. What are you talking about, preacher? You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him.
Amen.
Yeah, you can tell me stuff and you can call me stuff, but one thing you cannot do, you will not get on the inside of me and cause me to respond the way you want me to respond. I know you want me to fight you, but I'm going to walk away. I know you want me to say things to you because you're saying things to me, but I'm going to walk away. As a matter of fact, before I walk away, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask the Lord to help you because you messed up, but I'm going to pray for you. You got to be sealed. Then lastly, you got to use your gift. God did not give you faith, this amazing thing called faith. Now, here's what faith does. Run into a problem in life. You know what faith does? Faith says, this is the, amen, faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we get to a problem, most of us are looking at the problem rather than looking past. Oh, man, I just preached another one. There we go. That, you know? You've got to look past where you are and see where you need to go.
Amen.
The disciples were in the middle of the sea and they forgot Jesus' word. He told them, go over to the other side. What happened? They got messed up in the sea because they were in a storm. And they should have realized Jesus would have never told them, go to the other side if they weren't going to be able to make it. The boat might sink, but guess what? You can swim.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Times may get hard, but you can get through them. Life may try to press you down, but guess what? If you plant a seed, it'll come back up.
Amen.
Oh, how many of y'all realize that you have the gift of faith?
Amen.
And so the challenge is, use it for the glory of God. And I'm out of time. So real faith, real quickly, real faith. Real faith, two things. Real faith is based on service, right? It's based on service. You're going to use that to respond to needs. Like I told you, this week, not next week, not week after next, not when you get your paycheck. All right? Oh, no, this paycheck used. I got to wait till the one after that. Now, real faith responds to needs. And you may not be able to give people everything that they're asking of you or they may need, but you can give them a helping hand. Y'all got quiet on me.
Amen.
Is that all right? So real faith. What does it profit someone to come to you in need and need help and you tell them, go in peace. May the Lord bless you real good. What good is that going to do? them people going to leave you like, man, them folks, they crazy. Except you respond to them. And this is what James is saying. Give them some of the things they need. If you don't know, take them by the hand. Say, okay, I can only go with you this far, but I'm going that far. Try to help them. Amen? Are y'all with me? So real faith responds to needs. And then the second thing, real faith. Here's the one. Justifies you before God. Real faith. It justifies you before God. Don't worry about how you look in the community or trying to please everybody. You can please everybody and go straight to hell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But when you try to please God, when you say, I'm going to honor God, and so what James says, that like Abraham, God told him, Abraham, take your only son Isaac and offer him on the altar. The very next morning, Abraham got up, went to the place where God told him, and prepared to offer Isaac on the altar of sacrifice. As a matter of fact, in his own mind and his own faith, he had already sacrificed it. Because you know what he said? God, he's yours anyway. Amen? So instead of you saying, well, this child you gave me, Lord, just put him on the altar. Don't kill him like you want to. Just put them on the altar and say, Lord, they're yours anyway. Are y'all with me? Amen. But here's the thing. God looked at the faith of Abraham and said, Abraham, you pleased me so much that I'm going to justify you by this act of faith. Now, was Abraham a perfect man? No. No. Just like you and I, he had struggles. But he was justified because he had faith in God. I want to ask a question before I go to my seat. How many of you all have faith in God? How many of you know that he can make a way out of no way? How many of you realize that when your faith is on, nothing is impossible for you? As a matter of fact, everything is possible. Amen. Because you're acting on real faith. I close with this. You ever watch that Energizer Bunny on TV? When you get your faith energized, I mean, you just beating the drum. Life might slow you down, but you just say, okay, I'm going to work through this. I'm going to keep beating the drum. Keep giving God your best and watch God use you for his glory. Give the Lord a hand clap today. Amen. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your love. We thank you, Lord, for real faith. Real faith that endures the storm. I pray that you'd help us now to live so that you can use us every day. Help us not only to be blessed, but help us to be a blessing. Lord, to pour out the richness of God to the lives of others. That's what real faith is. Don't let us be a dead battery. Let us be filled with your spirit. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, amen. Now, I can tell y'all one light that was working. I did get this from the dollar store. You know this thing right here? I'm telling you, it's got three batteries in it, but every time I turn it on, that joker works. Amen? That's where you ought to be when God uses you. Let's all stand. We're going to give the invitation. Amen? I'm running out of time. I preached over time. Amen. But if there's one today, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, then your life is dead and you need the living hope on the inside. If there's one, we invite you to come. Don't just come join a church. Come join a man that can change your life. His name is Jesus the Christ. So if there's someone today, will you come? Maybe you're not a member of a church and you'd like to be a part of our church family. We invite you to be that. Amen. God, make sure you got a new battery. He'll keep it charged. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So if there's one today. We're going to get ready for our offering. We ask that you would prepare your hearts as the officers will come forward and let us give as the Lord has blessed us.